Hallelujah. At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see. At the center of it all, it's you that I see. Oh, it's you that I see. Yes, Lord. Oh, at the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see. At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see. Yes, Lord, there is power. Oh, there is power in your name. Miracles happen in your name. As we lift our voice in praise, it's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing with me to the top, at the center.
At the center of it all, it's you that I see.
At the center
of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that
Hallelujah.
I see.
Sing that again. We sing at the center, Lord.
At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see.
One more time we sing at the center, Lord.
At the center of it all, see.
Hallelujah. Oh, for there is power.
There is power in your name. Miracles happen in your name. As we lift our voice in praise, it's you that I see. It's you that
Hallelujah.
I see.
Sing it again. Oh,
there is power in your name.
Oh yes, Lord, miracles.
Miracles happen in your name.
As we lift our voice,
as we lift our voice in praise, it's you that I see. It's you that I see.
Hallelujah, we praise you, Lord. You, Jesus, we praise your name. Hallelujah, we praise your name. See it again, at the center of it all.
At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see.
Yes, Lord, you are the center.
At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see.
See it again. Oh, you are, Lord, you are.
At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see.
One more time we sing at the center.
At the center of it all, it's you that I see.
Hallelujah. Oh, for there is power.
There is power in your name. Miracles happen in your name. As you lift your voice in praise, it's you that I see. It's you that I see.
Hallelujah! Oh, we worship you, Lord!
stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest. You are greater, greater than the greatest, Lord. You are bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest. Oh, you are greater, greater than the greatest, Lord.
You are bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest. You are greater, greater than the greatest.
Oh, you are Lord.
You are bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest.
You are bigger, you are bigger, Lord.
You are bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest.
One more time we sing. Oh, you are bigger, Lord.
You are bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher.
Here we go. Yes.
You are bigger.
Oh, we sing Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for the wonderful privilege accorded us to look unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. And as your word declares, as we behold you, we have been changed, transformed, renewed into that same image of your glory, from glory to glory. We ask, oh God, tonight that there will be clear manifestation of your will, your word, your purpose in our lives. Father, may we not be forgetful hearers of your word, but doers of your work. Do in us tonight great and mighty things. Teach us. Expound your words to us. And may our lives, and not just our lives, but the lives of those that participate now and in the days to come, be forever changed by the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that comes forth through your words. We give you praise, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, it's good to see you tonight. This Bible study, we've been studying from the book of Proverbs. We've been in this book for some months now. And it might take us a year. It might take us more than a year, I don't know, to go through this. And even then, we won't have gleaned everything that we can glean out of it. But we would have done much to see our lives changed. I'm looking forward to every aspect of my life to be revamped as we're going through this study. Each one of us will be getting something out of it. Because I do believe that this is a book that every believer needs to spend time with. If you're going to make it, you need to spend some time with this book. Because I see that a lot of people make very serious mistakes. The kind of mistakes that they should not make, but they make it with their eyes wide open. They see the bridge has been blown off and they speed towards it. I don't know whether to think their car that they're driving is going to take flight. And they crash. And then they say, "Oh God, why did this happen to me?" Silly. Didn't you see that the bridge was out? Why do we blame God for all kinds of things? When he's on a big megaphone, speaking loud and clear, the flashing lights all over the place, danger, danger, danger. We've got 66 books. God has, in his grace and mercy, put out his inspired word in for us to learn. But, well, we do what we do. But if there's a book that is consistent, it is the Bible. It tells us everything that we need to know. This chapter that we come to now, the fifth chapter, is a very graphic chapter. It's here on, it's for the next two or three chapters, is what I call the X-rated chapters. Hallelujah. If I were white, I would be blushing a lot tonight. But I will be blushing as you might not see it. But what we do know is this. There are three things, actually there are five, but there are three things that I said to us at the very beginning that are constant through this book. Do you remember those three things? Wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. That's very good, Candy. Yeah. So you see it over and over again. But unfortunately, I'm certain that most people read through the book of Proverbs and they read through it and they don't get the point. We need wisdom. We need knowledge, we need understanding. Those are the three building blocks for our good success. In everything that we do, we need wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You want to pray? You need wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You want to start a business? Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You want to get married? Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We all need that. Now, this chapter is led up in chapter 4. We talked about certain things. The Word of God tells us in James about the presence of every evil work. And in talking about that, it tells us about the role that the tongue plays. The tongue. The Lord Jesus Christ tells us about the role that the heart plays and how it affects the tongue. Where strife is, there's going to be every evil work. There's going to be confusion. There's going to be a blindness to reality. Now, while we were in chapter 4 of Proverbs, we started talking about this strife, because it starts talking about don't follow the path of evil work, wicked people, because all they are planning on is to do things of strife. They can't sleep until they plan on how to create disaster in somebody's life. Then it starts talking to us about guard your heart, because that's where all the issues of life come out of. It was leading us. It was leading us to chapter 5 and chapter 6 and chapter 7. Because when you have strife, chapter 5 is going to happen. When you don't protect your heart, chapter 5 is going to happen. So exactly what is happening in chapter 5? Writer starts out again. He says, my son, attend unto my wisdom. Now, he's not just saying attend unto my words. He says, attend unto my wisdom. Whatever it is that I'm talking to you about, it's wisdom. This is how you should handle things. And bow thine ear to my what? Understanding. So strike two. We have wisdom. Now we have understanding. So we should be looking for the third one, called what? Knowledge. That thou mayest regard discretion. Regard discretion. And that thy lips may keep what? Knowledge. That you might regard discretion. That's an interesting word, mizma. And discretion here is a word that has a very broad meaning. In our English language, when we talk about discretion, we're talking about, you know, dealing with things, you know, don't expose things, you know, be discreet, you know, don't let people know stuff and stuff like that. And there is a sense that that is the case. Handle your plans discreetly. But here the Word of God says, verse 1 again, pay attention, attend unto my wisdom. Bow down thy ear to my understanding. In other words, draw close. I'm talking to you. Don't be looking over there. Open your ears. Pull it close to my mouth. Pull it close to the wisdom I'm sharing. Understanding means that this is a good time for you to be asking questions. Because there is no understanding until you have questions. Asking questions brings you to a place where you have a handle on issues. And it says that that is going to bring you to that place where you practice discretion. And discretion here is that positioning that helps you differentiate between what is good and what is evil. You are peeling back stuff to have a sense of things that are happening. Discretion here, this word mizmar is a word that's so broad. It's talking about witty inventions, the ability to invent things, because you have an understanding. You can work things and make things begin to happen. Things that were not normally the way you use it. But with discretion, you are able to accomplish certain things. Now, that may sound a little bit contrary to what we're talking about turning stone into bread. Because the actual use of stones is for building, it's not for bread. But what God is talking about here is using stones in a witty way to do what stones are supposed to do. Finding new ways to use that stone. So for example, I have a stone, and a witty invention might be that I begin to sculpture that stone. And I form a man from it. Or I work with that stone and I make jewelry from it. Other things that the stone can become. It is looking at a piece of wood and seeing paper. How? Till this day, I don't know. How somebody figured out that out of wood they could come up with paper? That's witty invention because you have understanding. Can you capish? Okay. He says, that's from listening, paying attention, grasping the wisdom of God. I wonder what it is that I am missing. Somebody came to see me today, a great man of God, minister of the gospel. He has a project, something that he's doing, and came to tell me about it, and he had certain things that he wanted to do, and I listened to him, and I said a simple thing to him. I said, this is what you should do, and he froze. He says, what? We didn't even think about that. He says, that solves the problem. Wow. Ah. wisdom. He said, what I asked him to do. He said, that was the last thing we were going to do. But I told him, I said, you do that thing that you thought you were supposed to do last, you will solve the other problems. And I showed him how one thing solves all the problems. One. That is applying. You know, sometimes you don't see it, but it's right there in front of you. And God says, hey, pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention. And what's the first thing he wants us of? Will you believe it? It says, for the lips of a strange woman drop as an honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. Honeycomb, oil, that's nice. It says, the lips of a strange woman drop as an honeycomb. It says, I've told you about strife. I've told you about guarding your heart and your mouth. Now, let me tell you about the next thing I need to tell you. My son, the sweet talker is about to kill you. This is so important. Because the most dangerous thing for a man is not the looks. The most dangerous thing for a man is the sweet talk. That, if you're a man and you don't watch, that will destroy you. Because the woman who gets to your heart with her talk, and remember, especially if you're married, your wife is going to be the one that helps you to be balanced, no matter how big you are. You're president, whatever you are, over in this house. you are not the